The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better. Hello, friends. Hey, it's Gift Briner here, another great program of Community Issues and Missions. Today with us, we have Pete Einstein from the Sun Power Ministries. Pete, say hello to our friends.
Well, hi. It's great to be here. Great to see you again, and looking forward to the day.
Well, you have a very powerful ministry. I have to confess, Pete, I may call you Pete. I guess your name is Peter. You go by both Pete and Peter, so either name I guess you would accept. I find your ministry fascinating. It's something that I always thought maybe I'd want to get involved with myself at some time. But I'm so excited to hear about your ministry. When was Sun Power, now Sun Power is S-O-N-P-O-W-E-R, when was Sun Power Ministries formed, and what was the initial vision for that ministry?
Sun Power Ministries, S-O-N, the power of the Son of God. Sun Power Ministries was formed in 1992. The vision was for the ministry to be contemporary, relevant, but without compromising the Word of God. Initially, the ministry began with me speaking out against the ravages of New Age occultism, a background from which I had emerged, and I had been a practitioner, if you will, for a number of years. Music has always been part of the tapestry of my life, and so music was involved with the ministry as well. But the first year was really speaking out against New Age occultism in the churches, and it was a message that a lot of people really didn't want to hear. I remember I was at one church, and I remember the pastor's introduction. He said, this morning we have Pete Einstein from Sun Power Ministries. He's going to speak out against the dangers of New Age occultism. I don't know about you folks, but it scares the heck out of me. Anyway, here's Pete. And so that was the initial nexus, if you will, formation of the ministry. I did get involved in music within the context of ministry then, and sang with two other fellows for 3 years. So it was Pete Einstein and Sun Power was actually a singing group, a contemporary Christian group. Began recording my own original music. I have done two CDs, and then went solo route with the blessing of my board of advisors and my wife, Fran, who is my the sound person. She's the sound tech for our ministry. We went around as a couple then because the emphasis had gone from concerts with an expository message to several selections leading into preaching the Word of God. So that's how things sort of came to be and how they developed early on in the ministry.
So can I assume that you actually go into the prisons and provide a musical concert and a ministry preaching as well? Is that am I assuming correctly here?
Yeah, that is true. And okay. And that's I'll detail that in a minute or two.
Okay.
But the all right. But the ministry started in the churches.
Okay.
In small to medium-sized churches throughout the denominations, and that was the exciting thing, including some inner-city and multicultural churches,
okay,
because my contemporary music was not welcome, if you will, in some of the mainline churches where,
sure,
if it wasn't in the hymnal, you didn't sing
you didn't
it in the service.
It. Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to jump ahead if you have a line of how you want to present the material. How has your ministry evolved over this last, 27 years, I guess?
Yeah. Evangelism has always been at the heart of the ministry, putting forth the Word of God, the salvation message, and using that as a as a way to show that God's word is as alive and well and applicable today as it was 2,000 years ago. So evangelism has always been at the heart of the ministry. And as I had said, we started ministering in churches. We did concerts of ministry, if you will. I did a lot of contemporary Christian festivals earlier on in the days of the ministry. And we did some special events. As things developed, we were very vulnerable and open about our lives. And we had had a situation in our family with a rebellious son. And soon we had couples and families flocking to us for counseling, because it was endemic the culture, and especially in the body of Christ. So we, Fran and I, were involved in couples ministry and counseling for a period of time, still available as needed. But the ministry kept flowing as I kept growing, and that was the key.
It's fantastic.
Stay plugged into the Word of God, continue to grow myself, continue to be open and vulnerable so people would see the reality and the realism and the authenticity of what we were about.
What a tremendous ministry. Can you give us some more specific details regarding this prison evangelism and discipleship within the context of the SunPower Ministries, that is?
Sure. We had been doing ministry for about 3 years, and a friend of mine who had been a convicted felon and had done 13, 14 years of hard time in prison was actually given, incredibly, given the opportunity to minister throughout the state prison system while he was still on parole, which is unheard of. I mean, it was definitely a supernatural impartation. But he introduced us to some of the state prison chaplains across Pennsylvania, and we started going in and doing our brand of concert services. I would do musical selections leading into preaching the word in an evangelistic with an evangelistic message. And so we have continued to grow and develop that, and we now go throughout the state of Pennsylvania and beyond, New York State, Virginia, Maryland. We've been down in the Carolinas, and we go wherever we're called. Some folks support us as stateside missionaries, but it's interesting because missionaries usually gather their funds and go. We go on faith, and we don't worry about it, and we've been doing that for 27-plus years. Also, on a local level, I am at Cumberland County Prison every week, and that's This started a new phase of my growth in ministry, because God said to me, "Hey, evangelism's great, isn't it, Pete? You hit and run, and you're done." But He said, "I want you to understand the hard work and get involved in the hard work of discipleship." And so we have a class. I do a class session in Cumberland County every Wednesday, and it is what I call a pre-sentencing, pre-release class, where we use God's word, pull it apart, and see how we can use it in real and meaningful ways, practical ways in our lives.
That's tremendous. What an outstanding ministry. And you do that every Wednesday right here.
Yeah. And then we also do several of the concert services,
yes.
One for the men, one for the women.
Mm-hmm.
The weekly sessions are for the men, mm-hmm. and then we also minister to the women and the men again through the concert services as well.
Is it safe for me to assume that these are your primarily working with people who are going to be released in the near future?
Absolutely.
Sounds like it.
Think about the county system. There's two alternatives. There, folks are either going to be released back into our communities,
yes.
or they're going to do state, federal, or rehab time. And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the county level, those are the options pretty much.
So you have to prepare them for real world one way or the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tremendous. And you're on a new journey now, I understand. You recently authored a book entitled The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope.
Yeah, it's
a Haven of Hope.
Yeah, it is a new adventure. It's exciting. The book was released December a year ago. I thought it was going to be a short, concise tutorial, a teaching tool, if you will, and I had the manuscript completed, I thought, and I conveniently found a business card of an old marketing friend of mine And when I called her after 20 years, she informed me that she was a book author as well and had started a publishing firm. And initially she said she probably wouldn't work with me because she was a children's author and all her authors were children's authors. But she started reading the manuscript and said it began changing her. And then she put a focus group together unbeknownst to me, and the folks said they would be interested in this concept for about 5 or 6 different reasons. Some of them had incarcerated loved ones. Some of them had rebellious children. Some of them had done prison time themselves. Some of them were transfixed with those HBO programs about prison life that I don't even watch or know about. And so, long story short, she did work with me. I rewrote the whole book in another year and a half, rewrote the whole entire book, changed the title to the current The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope. And the premise, more from just a teaching tool to the idea that the spiritual principles that we use inside the iron bars and the razor wire are the same principles that work and should be working outside that environment in the general population, because people, including you and I, we can create bondage and prisons of our own making at any given time in our lives.
Right.
And I don't have to tell you, Gift, that people are struggling. It's endemic. Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual perversion, you name it.
They're prisons.
It's there.
I really admire your work and what you're trying to accomplish. I'm wondering, is there a specific area where you try to touch? Getting these people away from their addictions is something they accomplished when they were in prison. They can't get drugs and alcohol and all that sort of things when they're in prison. Is there a particular message that you try to pour into them to prepare them for living a godly life when they get on the outside? Is there a particular way that you go about getting them mentally ready to do that?
Well, it's not what I do. It's what the Spirit of God does through me.
Yes.
And the only thing that's going to change the heart of a man or a woman is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit working in and through them to change their minds, the order taker, which then sends a message to a heart that's either going to be hardened or ready to receive.
Okay. So you're really preparing them, not unlike you would prepare anybody, for that matter.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got you.
Prison inmates are just like you and me,
sure.
Only they got caught.
That's right. That's exactly right. I've often thought of that. You know, what person hasn't reached their 50th birthday and done something that where they're ashamed to admit is, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that when I was a teenager or something like that?
Absolutely.
Who hasn't done something like that? So I can imagine a lot of people in prison, you know, are normal people such as you and I who stepped out of bounds, did something stupid, made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Rather was intentional or accidental, doesn't matter, they're in prison or in prison, and they need the Word of God more than anybody.
Sure.
Because they feel so alone when they're in prison.
Yeah.
And you're never alone if you have Jesus in your heart.
Yeah. This book is a gut level, rubber meets the road, gritty action adventure, but it's also a hopeful text. This
Excellent.
Is a hope-giving message to the inmates and to those who have ears to hear and read the book.
Well, that just sounds like a beautiful book. I have to confess, I'm looking forward to reading it myself. How can people contact you? They want to learn more about Sun Power Ministries or maybe even have you come to their church or their prison or whatever. Can they contact you?
Oh, absolutely. Pete Einstein, Einstein, Sun Power Ministries, P.O. Box 952, Carlisle, PA 17013, phone number 717 area 701-1333. I have a dedicated website. The ministry site's being completely redone, but I have a dedicated author site, www.theinmatewithin, all one word, theinmatewithin.com. And so, the book and information is available on the website, the book's through Amazon under the full title. So there are a number of ways that folks can reach us. Again, P.O. Box 952, Carlisle, PA is real simple. And we look for, yeah, we look forward to hearing from folks. We're looking for places to expand our ministry.
That's tremendous. So you work with male, female, young, old, black, white. You're willing to work with anybody who really is imprisoned in their own heart one way or the other.
Sure.
Whether it's behind bars or not, you're willing to provide your services. That is just wonderful, Pete. I really wish you the very best in the future. My heart is with you and your wife and your ministries. I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I hope we can have you back in the future for an update about your program. Sun Power Ministries, it's very impressive to me. Gift Briner saying so long for now. We got to catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.